ICBB partners with Pigeon for real-time payments. Real-time payments platform Pigeon has announced a partnership with Independent Correspondent Bankers Bank, ICBB. Awatsa receives a new £200 million funding line. UK-based small business lender IWOCA has received a new £200 million funding line with initial commitments from Barclays and Verd Partners. Andaria partners with Discover Global Network. Malta-based fintech Andaria has been designated as a global card issuer by Discover Global Network, solidifying its position in the embedded finance landscape. Cash-free payments partners with Global Trade Plaza. India-based payments and API banking company Cash-Free Payments has partnered with Global Trade Plaza to provide cross-border payments to Indian exporters. Tap Air Portugal launches Tap Miles and Go American Express card with Cardless. Cardless, a US-based fintech company, and Tap Air Portugal have partnered to announce the launch of the Tap Miles and Go American Express card. Apple Store Online launches in Chile. US-based Apple has expanded its online store to Chile and launched a full lineup of products and services in the South American country. EPG Financial Services launches new payment app. Germany-based EPG Financial Services has launched Paylato, a payment app enabled by Funanga, allowing customers to make real-time cash top-ups and withdrawals with their smartphones. Travelex partners with National Bank of Cambodia to trade Khmer Riel. Foreign exchange brand Travelex has partnered with National Bank of Cambodia to trade Cambodia's national currency, the Khmer Riel, KHR, at Singapore's Changi Airport. FCA and Modular agree customer onboarding restrictions. The UK Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, and Modular have agreed on imposing customer onboarding restrictions for the payments fintech. AP launches Connect ID in Australia. Australian Payments Plus, AP Plus, has announced the launch of Connect ID for Australia's businesses and consumers aiming to reduce fraud and identity theft. Binance stops accepting new clients in the UK. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has stopped accepting new clients in the UK following a regulatory decision that halted its marketing efforts in the country. Ferrari to start accepting crypto payments in the US. Ferrari has announced it will start accepting cryptocurrency as a payment method for customers in the US. Australian Treasury releases consultation paper on crypto regulation. The Australian Treasury has released a consultation paper that suggests cryptocurrency exchanges should apply for financial services licenses. BIS publishes proposals for harmonization of ISO 20022 data standards. The Bank for International Settlements Committee on Payments and Market Infrastructures, CPMI, has published harmonized ISO 20022 data requirements amid fears over the inconsistent application of the international messaging standard across different jurisdictions. Mipos unveils Tap to Pay on iPhone for merchants in the UK. UK-based payments company Mipos is introducing Tap to Pay on iPhone for businesses in the UK. Tap to Pay is available within the Mipos Glass app and allows merchants to accept contactless payments directly on their iPhone, with no additional hardware. DigiSeek teams with Dutch wearable fashion brand Asteri. DigiSeek, the wearable payments tech pioneer, has today announced its partnership with Asteri, the Dutch wearable tech fashion brand, to bring large-scale wearable payment technology and more to Asteri's customers. Wirex unveils dual-mode card. Wirex, a leading crypto payments platform, is thrilled to introduce the Wirex dual-mode card, a cutting-edge solution that seamlessly merges the reliability of traditional financial systems with the transformative potential of decentralized finance, DeFi. CyberMonks opens cybersecurity shopping mall in partnership with MasterCard. CyberMonks, a well-established managed security services distributor, has joined forces with MasterCard to launch the first cyber marketplace aiming to simplify the acquisition of cybersecurity solutions, ensuring that they are tailored to address the unique challenges faced by small and medium-sized enterprises. Finland's Aktia picks Temenos to modernize payments. Temenos, 6. Tem. Today announced that Finland's wealth manager bank Aktia has selected Temenos to modernize its payments capabilities, adopting Temenos Payments Hub to support the introduction of pan-European instant payments and consolidate all payment rail processing onto a single platform. SafeXPay launches neo-banking platform NEUX. SafeXPay, a leading digital payments company, launches NEUX, an enhanced neo-banking platform for MSMEs, corporates, and B2B businesses. Prompt reports 100% increase in open banking adoption rates. Leading payment platform Prompt has, today, announced adoption of its Pay by Bank solution has more than doubled, with businesses processing tens of millions per month through open banking across the UK and Ireland, and many implementing it as their default payment method. Airpac selects ThetaRay to strengthen AML compliance. Airpac, a leader in remittance services across Central America, is proud to announce its partnership with ThetaRay, a pioneer in AI-powered transaction monitoring solutions. Fintech chiefs raise AI regulatory fears in Parliament. Leaders from the fintech and artificial intelligence, AI, industry gathered in Parliament last night for a special debate on the ethical and regulatory challenges posed by the technology to the UK. ESG Book integrates with Arcesium. ESG Book, a global leader in sustainability data and technology, and Arcesium, a leading global financial technology firm, today announced a new partnership to deliver market-leading sustainability data for institutional investors. Mintos debuts high-yield fractional bonds for retail investors. Mintos, the largest platform in Europe for investing in loans, is pleased to announce the launch of high-yield fractional bonds. PIMCO selects Hub for real-time operations platform. Hub today announces that Pacific Investment Management Company, PIMCO, is now live on the Hub platform. Broadridge ships new fill matching platform. Global fintech leader Broadridge Financial Solutions, Inc., NYSE, BR, today announced the launch of the NYFIX fill matching platform, a new solution complementing Broadridge's post-trade NYFIX matching solution. S-Simple and Delta Capita join forces. S-Simple, a SaaS DLT platform that aims to fundamentally change the way standing settlement instructions, SSIs, are stored, shared, and enriched across the financial services industry, today announced it has partnered with Delta Capita, a global capital markets consulting, managed services, and technology provider, to transform the way that financial institutions, FIS, manage SSIs. Banks must disclose crypto asset exposures, says Basel Committee. Banks will be forced to disclose their exposure to crypto assets under new regulatory rules proposed by the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision. Sustainable Finance Live 2023, hackathon winners announced. We Succeed Together and Team Thrive have been announced as the winners of the Sustainable Finance Live 2023 hackathon, which took place the 2nd to the 13th of October 2023 alongside the conference, in partnership with Naya One. SumSub connects to Naya One. SumSub, A global full-cycle verification platform, is partnering with NayaOne, a synthetic data provider and leading digital transformation platform for the financial services industry, to support financial institutions across Europe and the United States with their compliance processes. Chorley Building Society readies for consumer duty requirements with DOCS Tribute. Leading UK reg tech DOCS Tribute, specialists in document distribution solutions, is excited to announce a strategic partnership with Chorley Building Society. Navigating risk and fraud management in the world of bank transfers. Digital transformation has accelerated the evolution of financial transactions dramatically in the last decade. Finastra and ELCY join forces. Finastra has partnered with ELCY, an e-commerce solutions provider for the processing of international trade finance, to provide a trade finance solution for corporates. MDT and Jack Henry extend partnership. Member-driven Technologies, MDT, a credit union service organization, has teamed up with FinTech Jack Henry to improve member service and efficiencies for credit unions. Nuve partners with eSenda. FinTech company Nuve has partnered with eSenda to launch an online tuition fee collection and income management platform. FinTech Monavate launches new supply chain payments division. UK-based FinTech Monavate has rolled out a new supply chain payments division to bring simplicity to B2B companies that are slowed down by friction in payments practices. Alchemy Pay and Trekkie NFT join forces. Singapore-based fiat crypto payment gateway Alchemy Pay has partnered with travel-themed NFT collection Trekkie NFT. Marqeta Inc.'s deal with European BNPL firm Scalapay. Marqeta has reached an agreement with Southern European BNPL provider Scalapay to use its platform to issue cards both online and in-store. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.